Don't ever put me on the spot like that.
Put Kyle, this in the main show.
Kyle, what a terrific show that was.
It was fantastic.
I really wanted this episode to breathe a little bit. And please, patrons, let me know where you would like the show to be at. Because I've been thinking...
What are
thinking,
you doing with your hands?
It's a loosey-goosey time. This is the after show.
It's like Angels in the Outfield. We're doing the Angel Wings.
Oh my god, what a movie. We need to watch that. I've been testing the waters. Like, what? This is a weekly show of just PlayStation. So I think under an hour is too short. I think...
Oh, yeah.
So what I've been saying is like... Let's hit, for the first 2 years, I was like, let's hit 120, right? 120 minutes. 90 minutes.
Yeah, hour 30.
Yeah, hour 30. Now I'm just like, you know what? Hour 30, hour 45, we could even go a little longer if we wanted to.
Yeah.
But that I really liked it because I wanted us to have a nice little flow, you know? And I was a lot more subdued this episode because I did not have any coffee.
No, I think you killed it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, I think that episode is one of, I think, our best discussions we've had on every topic. I felt good about it.
Yep, same.
I hope everyone felt good about it as well.
I just love the Billy Porter ad, Kyle. I'm gonna let it slide and not say anything, but I can't.
That's like me when I got that Greg Miller Secret Santa video and I was recording it and I didn't have YouTube Premium, so I got ads every 10 seconds on this private video.
I learned my lesson.
I'm a huge proponent though of however long the episode is, it is.
Yeah.
As long as the conversation's good, I'm fine with sitting here for as ever long as possible.
Because I told you this, maybe it was like on the last post show, but I'm a big nerd. And I listened to podcasts about podcasts this week in particular. I was listening to a lot of podcasts about podcasting and, you know, how to grow and what you need. And at the same exact time, I listened to a ton, and I mean a ton, of PlayStation podcasts. And dare I say, Kyle, dare I even try to admit, I really do think we have the best PlayStation show.
Hey.
Like, you going over there, I think Greg Miller needs it more than us. You know? Because I really do feel like the thing that sets us apart is that we don't claim to be the arbiter of PlayStation. We're just two really passionate fans that have some knowledge on it, just talking and shooting the breeze. And I don't know if any other podcast really encapsulates that love and passion like we
do. Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm running on cloud nine since last week, and honestly, it's been out of this world of support.
Can I tell you what I almost did?
Tell me.
After last week, monumental episode, I almost thought of going back and listening to a show from like 2 years ago.
Don't do that.
Just to hear how far I've come, how you've come, how the show's come, because. Yeah, I mean, like, you just briefly talking about how, like, you want to make sure the show is flowing well, depending on time, and if the longer it gels with everybody. I remember very early on where you were like, all right, topic's done, let's move on.
Yeah.
Very rigid and stuff, and not as fluid and Angels in the Outfield flowing, you know? So, like, I'm happy where we're at. I love the flow that we are currently in. This episode in particular, I thought was fantastic. Yep. So with
the show, what I really wanted to get struck, like I even wrote this shit down. I was like, here's what I'm thinking. And I think now we have the template for the show. It's just like we have the first half and the second half. Cause I do feel like the second half of the show flows a little differently. And so like by saying, here's the first half, here's the news part. And then let's get a little crazy towards the end. And that's our second part where we have the questions and we can then talk about what you've been playing. Kind of like, you know, pick our pants off type of deal. Relax. You know?
Can you take crazy? Your pants off if they're already off to begin with?
There.
Right?
So, like, that's what I've been feeling. You're totally right. And big shout out to you. is every time, like, you know, you give me that production idea, it rings so many bells in my head going, you know what, Kyle's right. You know, whether it's,
hey, I heard this Streamlabs thing is a pretty good program to use.
It's really convenient, Kyle. It's so convenient. So yeah, like that's, I really like where we're going. And now I'm at the point where it's just like, okay, I feel like all we have to do is just perfect the audio. And so I want to also ask you guys a question. How's my mic been sounding? Because I put a whole bunch of compression and all this type of stuff on my mic so that you don't hear the noise in the background. Like, Kyle, did you hear anybody yelling in the background?
Nope.
They were yelling a ton in the background. Oh. We were very Hispanic tonight. The Puerto Rican side definitely showed. So like, yeah, that is the thing that I want, is to make sure the mic sounds as like warm and glowing as it can. And now I think we got it. Like, I really feel like we got something special here, Kyle.
I mean, audio thing, I think we're very good at, or you are very good at making me sound good.
You know, like I have my times.
I'm very self-conscious of seeing myself in this Discord window and me looking so foggy.
Oh no, you look good.
On my screen?
Yeah, you look fine.
I look so pale and washed out.
Nah.
Like, I look awful compared to your crisp video.
Crisp. No, you Please. Look good, because when you remember, this video gets shrunken down. So you look good.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, so you look good. Could you look better? Sure. But like this, they don't make this camera anymore. Now this camera's legit. I'm not fucking with you. $700.
Whew.
Used. Whew. So yeah, I think, you know, again, and the thing about our Patreon is, and I was talking to Sean about this too the other night, is like, we use this shit 100% for the production. It literally just goes right back into it. Anything, any item we need to make us look great or sound better, that's what we're using. So none of this is possible without you guys, which is just another mind-blowing thing, really. Tonight we're talking about how we could fit, you know, new boom arms to make sure we can get the mic as close as we can, you know? And so it's, you know, little things like that to big things like the mic or the camera really go a long way, and really helps boost the show and makes us look way more serious than we are.
Speaking of serious.
Yes.
I know Jose's coming at us for the post show.
Yes.
With another very serious question, which I very so much appreciate. Good at it.
Yeah. What's that, Kyle? You get it?
No, I thought that was a segue
for you. Oh, that was a segue for me? I'm so sorry.
I thought you had it ready. No, that's my bad.
Sometimes you need a healthy pregnant pause to get things in here. And okay, Jose writes in. Empowering question for the after show. Am I focusing more on what my life looks like than what it feels like? P.S. You guys are beautiful and deserve all the love in the world. Right back at you, Jose.
Thanks, buddy.
I love you.
Love you, too.
What a good question. What a great question. It's like this is his job, is to ask these existential, meaningful questions.
Yeah.
Empowering, though. And he's right. Am I focusing on more on what my life looks like and what my life feels like? And I'm thinking, am I feeling good? Am I feeling like I'm making a difference? Or am I focused on what my life looks like and I'm projecting, you know, do I have this mansion with the Lambo, you know? And I don't.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I feel good most of the time. And I think when I don't feel great, we're having those conversations, at least in my house. So, you know, the one thing is like my weight loss has always been a struggle. I always lose a lot and then I get too confident and I go like, all right, I'm out of here. And gain it all back. And that's what happened, you know, during COVID. And that is something where I'm like, oh, you know, we talk about this a few times before, but like, I had all this time. I did jack shit. That doesn't feel good. And I can't put myself there. And it's not fair to myself because there was a lot of things going on. And a lot of people were dealing with it in various different ways. So we've been having the honest conversation of like, well, maybe I should get a gastric sleeve in my house. Mm. And now there's an
issue. My dad has that done.
Oh, really? How did it work?
Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. Maybe not sleeve.
What did he have?
He had a lap band. Sorry.
How did that work for him? Different.
He lost a ton of weight.
Yeah.
But this is my issue with him. And something I can never say to his face because he will get very mad. And
but thank God this is not a Patreon. Against me
forever. Yeah, no, he's not a Patreon. he uses that as kind of like a crutch. So like, my dad will eat like no joke, like 5 rounds of dessert.
Jesus Christ! Yeah.
Like and he won't gain the weight because of the lap band.
Mm.
Like he won't eat all day and then, you know, fill up on sweets after dinner because he can. And then when I have like one sweet, it's like, well, Kyle, you need to stop eating that.
Like, I hate that too. I hate that shit too.
Dad, you're like Barry Bonds in MLB, right? Yeah. You're cheating pretty much. and I say that in a loving way. Right. Like it's you can do all that because you have something that is going to limit your intake.
Yeah.
And help with weight loss. Well, as me, no, I have my giant ass stomach and I will just nothing will actually make me physically feel like I need to stop or you know, whatever.
And,
but
and yeah, so like we've been talking about that and I'm like, well, gang, this is America. Healthcare system not that great. So like
still COVID too.
And the Rona. So like we gotta talk about this. If I get a job, then this whole thing resets. You know, like I have to go through this process again. So, and if I get it now, and let's just say we can fast track it, only takes a month. But that is not the case.
Yeah.
But like if we fast track it, how long am I out for? And that is the thing. It's like how long am I out for? Can I actually do that? I don't know. I think we had this conversation a little bit too late. And also because of the Rona, this conversation had to be too late. There's no way I would have done it without being vaccinated, which you should be too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's my thing is like, Joe, give it, and I have been giving it one last college try before I really do, given the relief here and say, okay, so this is what I need. And I've been talking to a few other people that have had it as well, or going to, I shouldn't say that, have. So I should have more of an idea by the end of not this week but next, because I really want to dwell on it a little bit and really think about it. But like there's things that they're totally right. I can exercise more. I think what I'm going to do is you know those Biden bucks that we got?
Oh yeah, the ones that I've already spent and long gone.
Yeah, the ones that you spent that are long gone. I still have them. Yeah. I am thinking about buying a bike.
Ooh, nice.
And like buying a bike rack on my nice little Toyota Corolla and do some biking. I think that's what I want to do because I like the momentum of bikes. They're fun. I think that's a good
idea. Like, that's a good plan.
It's just then I gotta research it. That's my thing. I'm like, I gotta research it.
Yeah.
I gotta fight.
At least for me, it's like, all right, let me go to Google. Which bike is best for big guys? And right. Blah, blah, blah. You know, like right. Which let one's gonna hold up and whatnot. Yeah. But while you do that,
bikes made
excuse me
for fat fucks.
Jose's question of like,
ooh, am I focusing? That's a different search. The first thing I got.
Oh God! Did children, you have his safe search off?
Safe search. You know what? We'll leave it that way. Safe search was off, and boy, is it wild! And geez. Honestly, I should have known better because it's bad.
Let's not sully Jose's fantastic question with this. I mean, probably have a kick out of it.
I'm reading some of it, and it's honestly, I'm taking a picture of it so I can send it to you so you know what I'm looking at.
Oh, God, I don't want that filth on my phone.
Honestly, you can't read it. It's too, like, you know me, I would ride the lightning. I tell you to, you know, I say some crazy stuff at a time for time, and I'm telling you to look at like the third one down.
Okay, third one down.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
I made a mistake typing that in. Thanks for fat people.
You 100%. The last title is just fantastic. Let me just tell you.
Let me tell. Okay. How one word can change his Google search. Bikes made for fat people instead of fat fucks. Total different search. Totally different. My goodness. Bikes for plus size riders. Oh, I'm not 550 pounds.
At least you'll know it's sturdy enough.
Yeah.
While you're still doing that, Jose asking, like, you know, am I focusing on what my life looks like or what it feels like? I think that's why for a very long time I was very much putting on a face for a lot of people.
Mm.
Like the amount of times I've done this show,
these tires are huge.
The amount of times I've done this show and immediately gotten off and just cried because of how depressed I was still afterwards.
Oh no.
Like I mean, I don't say it to be bad. Like that.
Is it because I call you a piece of trash at the end of every episode?
I mean, I didn't want to say it. No. It's definitely because I want to make sure everyone else thinks that I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I've very within the like last year or so. It's very much like, yeah, when you ask me how I'm doing, I say okay. It's because I feel okay. Like, yeah. I'm very more open about my feelings, and I do want to give a shout-out to Jessica Cogswell. I had her on Best Friends Talk Funny for an episode, and we talked about her mental health journey there and how important it was to speak up because it not only allows you to feel a little bit of relief, but allows other people going through it that it's okay, like normalizing to not be okay. So that's why I really pride myself on, and maybe it's too much on Twitter. Maybe I shouldn't be all the time saying it, every single time I feel awful, you know, put it out there. I don't want people to think like I'm doing it just for like sympathy and right. Like, cause I'm never doing that. I'm doing that because like that's truly how I feel and what I'm going through. And I want to be honest and open with everybody with how I'm feeling, just because I think that's a healthy way to be.
Yeah.
I've spent so much of my life internalizing hardships and sadness and happiness. And like you said, like, you know, you deserve this, Kyle.
Yeah.
Very long time. Still, you know me, it's a struggle with me allowing myself to feel that way. So it is definitely a journey of me wanting to portray that everything in my life is awesome and leaning towards more really focusing on actually feeling like the way I want to feel like. And I'm closer to that second part than I am to worrying about what I want people to look at me and think. Like I'm way more focusing on, am I happy?
Yeah.
Am I doing the right thing? A very big thing for me is giving myself me time, you know, doing things for me and not doing things for other people all the time. Cause there was a very big time in my life and very recently, actually, everything I did was for other people. Everything I did, whether it was, oh, you need me to do this? Sure, I'll go do it. Oh, I'll drop everything and help you out on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And me time was very rare. And like I would stay up for very late in the night to do the me time things that I want to do, like play games or watch movies or whatnot, that would impact my daily life the next day. Like when I would have to go into sub, like I would drag.
Yeah.
And would affect my everyday life and then just kind of repeat the whole thing over again. And that's not healthy. So I'm definitely learning to take the steps of giving myself that time to do what I want to do and still be there for everybody. Cause that truly brings me so much happiness is like, you know, if somebody needs me, I'm 100% there for them. Yeah. Like, I will offer my services at the drop of my hat. Joe, you need me at your house tomorrow? Give me your address and I will leave right now.
It's something that you said to me last night where you're like, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. I'll give everybody a personal thank you because there are so many people on this list.
Yeah, I did it though. And you're
like, but I don't break my promises.
And I don't.
I saw those notifications too, my friend. Yeah. And I'm like,
did I learn after maybe four or five that I need to uncheck Greg and Blessing from every reply? Possibly. Absolutely, I did. So sorry, Greg and Blessing, for those four or five. But
yeah, and also become patrons, damn it. So you hear this apology. Yeah, and I'm also, as you're talking, I'm also looking up bike racks. I can't believe in my life I'm looking up bike racks for a car. Because I can't lift heavy things or else I may break the hernia. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got to be gentle with it. Also got to lose weight so I could get the true hernia surgery as well.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now. I think I could pull it off. It'd be about $800 on it. And that's a little more than half of a Biden buck, but it's for my health, damn it. You know?
Yeah, man.
I think I'll do it. I think I'll pull the trigger. Again, I got to look at more options. But, like, I thought the bike rack would be a lot more. I'm also very paranoid about the bike rack because I just wanted to stand up on my car. I don't want to scratch my car. I don't want to have to put it on the roof of the car, just the trunk. But I'm like, how fast can I drive before this thing hatches right off, you know? That's the one thing I get scared of.
I answered my own question in my head. I was like, do you need a bike rack?
Yes.
Can't you just ride your bike from your house to a certain point?
I will not become that person that takes up the road on a bike.
So you would not drive to a bike trail or something?
Yes, I am not going to become the thing I swore to fight. I will not become the thing I hate. If there's anything I hate more, it's people that are riding the bike on the road who think they're also a fucking vehicle. Like, no, you're not. You're a guy on a bike going probably 20 miles an hour, and this is a 35 mile an hour road. Get the hell off. Know your place, bike person.
You would hate my road then.
I'll run them all over, Kyle.
There is a bike tour that happens and it comes down my road, like a bike winery tour, which is a bad decision all around. Drunk people on bicycles? No, thank you.
Also, honest to goodness, like, the only bikes that are allowed, motorcycles. If you're a moped, question if for moped people out there, who do you think you are and where do you get off? That's another question for you. Because it's like, an electric bike, my uncle, who is actually the worst person I've ever met, owned an electrical bike that he used once and would not let us use it. Ergo, one of the many multitude of reasons why he's the worst person ever. But, like, why, Rich? You don't go out anywhere. And you're a dick to everybody. Why would you want to be outside? That's where everybody is. I don't get it. And let me use this thing. I'm 7. You know, you're not.
Oh, my God. Imagining little Joe at 7 years old, 7-year-old Joe yelling at his uncle to use the electric bike.
Uncle Rich, you're like literally the worst. Let me just use it. Every time we would go in the garage, in my grandparents' garage, my dad would look at that bike with such disdain. He's like, in my dad's thick Spaniard accent, he'd be like, why is he Russian? He hasn't even used it. He used it once. What's wrong with him? He bought it. He doesn't even use it. I'm like, I don't know, Armando. That's my dad's name. So why are you calling me Armando? I'm your dad. I'm your father. Give me his respect. Slapping him. No, but yeah, moped people. Long story short, worst people. Don't like them. Hate them. And bike people.
There's the title of the post-show episode.
Yeah,
like, screw you, moped people.
I will not be that person that wears, like, the Speedo, like, get up, like, you know, like the, what's Armstrong guy? Yeah. Like, he is like
Lance
Armstrong with the tight, like, you know,
yeah
thing. I hate that. It's like, we get it. You want to be wind resistant, but isn't this whole thing to work out? So if you put on like sweatpants and you got more resistance, you got to bike harder and faster. Ergo, guess what? More exercise for you.
don't forget, you need to buy a helmet, Joe. Make sure you buy a helmet if you're getting a bike.
Absolutely. But like, also, who do you think you are? You're not Lance Armstrong. Who do you think you are?
Huh? Please tell me in this scenario with that person, if I'm thinking of the same thing you are, that they are wearing a watch.
Yeah.
But it's not facing the outside, it's facing the inside.
Oh, and they're just,
and they, it's just like right there, so they, mm-hmm. you can see it easily, and they're constantly like lap times, hitting the buttons, and then back at it. And then they reach around for the water bottle holder and hold it up in the air and squeeze it into their mouth and then put it back and then back to it. And their helmet has the point at the end for aerodynamics.
Exactly.
And the goggles. Can't forget the goggles. And the wrist guards and the gloves.
Now that I mention it.
I'm sorry if any patrons are bikers and I'm describing you. I love you very much and I'm jealous that you can bike.
I was going to say, Nathan, who's a patron and fan of the show. I know he's like, I'm going for a run. I'm going for a bike. Just understand, be respectful. Ride that white strip right there. I get it. There's little rocks and whatever, but you're on a bike. You knew the risks. Don't drive on the road. If you're going to drive, use a car, not a bike.
Ride on the road. I don't care. Go for it. Do your thing.
No, I'm taking a hard stance here. I don't care. It has to be this way, Kyle. It has to. I know like there's a bike path in Jersey that's like, it's like 7 or 8 miles. That's perfect. If you're biking any more than that, you're now talking, I've been talking completely out of my ass. That's how you know. It's like, well, you know, bikes are faster.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So yeah.
You get a bike to be more active, but then you do the trail in like 10 minutes. You're like, all right, I'm done. That's enough.
Yeah. All right, I think I need to get here. Let's see. I got one more. Got a few more. Let me see. Okay, awesome. Dave writes in. If you could choose one franchise to get the same treatment as the Mass Effect trilogy, what would it be, and what features would you like to implement in the remaster / collection? Mine would be Dead Space. I'm not a huge fan of horror games, but I love Dead Space 1 and 2. 3 is in my backlog. I was going to play it before, but then I got a PlayStation 5. Awesome, Dave. I'll save you the trouble. Don't have to do that. Don't do that to yourself. The haptic feedback and adaptive triggers would be amazing in Dead Space. Yes. Yes. I was going to say Resistance. You can modernize it, but like that's an easy out. I love Dead Space. I need another one. Like I really enjoy Resident Evil. I really like that series. But if I'm going to stake my claim of like what is the best survival horror game, and the series that gets me the most passionate, it's Dead Space. Give me it. Write me out.
That's fair. You might be thinking I might be saying Resistance, right?
Yeah.
Or Infamous.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm sticking with EA. No.
Okay. Oh, EA.
I'm sticking with EA. Similar to what you're doing with Dead Space, actually.
Oh, okay.
Give me, and I believe I said this on a show at some point, give me a legendary edition of EA Big, SSX, NBA Street, NFL Street, Freak Style. Give me those games back. I want those arcadey sports games back.
NBA Street specifically was so good.
SSX. Oh my God, so good.
So good.
The fact that like you would beat a team and then steal one of their players is so good for your own squad. Like I love that. SSX, of course, is like the pinnacle, besides Tony Hawk, like the pinnacle extreme sports video game. I think sliding down the slopes with the DualSense and feeling the snow and grinding on rails and feeling
really
like
good.
You're flying through the air with the rumble, the haptics, like
yeah.
It's a no-brainer. Give me SSX Tricky in full up-res modern day glory, please.
I like it. That's a really good one. I'm trying to think of another one that make it really. I mean, KOTOR is another easy one.
Another EA property of games that I've never experienced, but I loved. I think it's their third one. Dragon Age. I would love to play Dragon Age 1 and 2 in modern day graphics and whatnot, and all the refinement that Mass Effect is getting. Because I loved Inquisition. Loved that game. I never finished it, but I loved what that game had. That would be another one.
My cheap mind is going to the Saras Solo bike rack. $60. I've never been more tempted in my life. But then that bike is flying off and I gotta think about safety. Yeah. So $60 bucks. Danger. What's another game that deserves that shine?
I mean, there's another huge one. Metal Gear Solid.
Bam. Bingo. Yeah.
That's another huge one.
Need some love. I'm just trying to think of a Nintendo property. Silent Hill. Give the Metroid nerd something to cheer for.
Yeah. They need it. I guess.
They need it. Gang, that has been the it's not the Road to Greatness. My goodness. That has been the Trophy Room after show. My brain is already stuck on. We got two Road to Greatness this week. Okay. Yeah. We got Resident Evil 4 that's out right now. This Friday will be the Returnal Road to Greatness. Next week, who knows? Could be Mass Effect. Could be Resident Evil. Sky's the limit. Maybe you choose. I don't know. Everybody, love y'all. Keep it what's about you. See you next time.
Bye-bye.